The cuts on the table in Auckland Council's proposed budget will kill the soul of the city, says a leader in the music industry. The potential cuts involve slashing funds for arts and culture, including the UNESCO City of Music program. The program aims for more vibrant and attractive events for visitors, and it was only just getting started when COVID put a halt to everything. And the arts industry is still struggling to recover. Reporter Tom Taylor spoke with Auckland City of Music director Mark Roach about the impact of funding cuts for the sector and the city at large.
So Mark, what exactly is a UNESCO City of Music?
Our job is to connect the music sector and the city and the council together to solve challenges and maximise opportunities for the region's music industry and culture.
It's obviously been quite a challenging time becoming a city of music, and then the pandemic hitting, some roadblocks along the way there, I'm sure. But what have some of the achievements of the city of music been so far?
Yeah, we have had a lot of unfortunate roadblocks. We started off quite well with a really robust strategy that was developed in the first year of operation, and that was going to lead to a whole bunch of other things, and then the pandemic happened. However, we have still managed to do a whole bunch of projects, Equaliser being one of them. It's sort of our flagship project, which is addresses gender equality and speaks to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals 2030. We've supported loads of other projects that our music partners do, Young at Arts, Song Hubs, Symposium, the Aotearoa Music Producer Series, Girls Rock Camp.
All of this can't come cheap. Where does the money for all this come from?
It comes from a mixture of partners. So we sort of operate on a public-private partnership. A lot of the funding for projects has come from external agencies such as New Zealand Air, the New Zealand Music Commission, Te Maunga Pāho, as well as getting project funding from council.
How significant is the council part of that funding?
It's a roughly sort of 50-50 mix. A lot of the work is led by the music sector itself rather than council, but we work hand in hand with the council.
What would losing that tranche of funding mean for Auckland City of Music?
The lack of funding from council is not so much of a concern to me as much as the cuts in funding to the agencies and departments which are charged with developing the creative sector and the creative industries in the city.
Okay, so what would funding cuts to those areas mean?
Well, quite simply, they would stop the workforce pipeline for starters. The economic development, the major event attraction, the tourism business event attraction, all these things directly impact the music sector. The music ecosystem as a whole, which includes musicians, the production companies, promoters, riggers, as well as the attendant sort of industries, hospitality and retail and so forth, they all stand to lose out of this when we cut down events.
Yeah, because I imagine some people out there kind of think of music as a kind of nice to have. But why should these people care?
Well, why people should care about this is because music and the arts in general are what give cities their colour. It's what makes cities livable. It's what makes cities fun to be in and to want to be in. You take those things away and all you have is a system of roads and drain pipes. And no one ever said, I'm going to go visit a city because it has amazing roads. You know, it will kill the soul of the city. And I would foresee that people would start leaving in droves.
So council needs to address its $295 million shortfall somehow. What do you think's the alternative here?
Yeah, I think everyone appreciates the council is in a fairly difficult position. What we would say is that there needs to be a reconsideration of how that shortfall is managed, and that should be through a different mix of financial levers, not just simply taking a sort of slash and burn approach to arts and culture. There doesn't seem to be a lot of robust analysis around what these cuts will mean, and it would be great to see that analysis undertaken so that a revised proposal could be put forward that we can actually look at the long-term prosperity and prospects for Auckland.
And that was Auckland City of Music director Mark Roach, who was talking to our reporter Tom Taylor there.